to be able to get to this level of success. You want to know some practices which I've never actually spoke about, which actually will hurt you? I used to say to guys that, let's say, for example, you want to approach this girl. Most guys, they actually play the wrong mental movie. Now, this doesn't have to just be for approaching or girls or anything, but just think about this. Most guys will actually play the wrong mental movie in their mind. They're practicing with the wrong thing. What are they thinking about? Oh man, should I go over there? What should I say? They're literally practicing being the guy who doesn't know what to say, who's overthinking right now. You see, you mentally practice like the personality. You practice the identity. So if right now there's a girl that you want to speak to and you're literally there thinking, okay, what should I say? What did Hamza's video say? Quick, let me check out my phone. What did AMS say about this? Or what should I say? And you're imagining, you, like, worst of all, you imagine you go over there and maybe you, let's be honest, it happens to us. Maybe you just kind of unintentionally imagine and mentally practice that people around her might look at you weird, and you kind of see that in your mind. A lot of us will naturally do this, right? This happens to me, right? You're practicing to be the guy who's awkward with this approach. What if just you deluded yourself to just see the image of her smiling at you in this flirty way as she hands you your phone back with her number in it? What if you just like forced yourself to see that image or the movie in your mind? Because then you've just generated the emotions of the guy who got that experience. And the analogy I always give with this, the idea is that with visualization, self-image, all of this psychological stuff, we're starting in our mind. And the reason why this isn't as silly as, or, you know, like fake as it sounds, is because you can control a lot of your life and your body with your mind. Right? You can think of, you can control your body, right? For the guys here who have experienced anxiety, you know this. You get the thought of something anxious. Maybe you feel unsafe. Maybe you feel threatened. Maybe there's a kind of guy who scares you. Maybe it's your father. And your heartbeat changes because of that. Real changes to your body just through your mind. So that was almost like a side tangent, but that's like just a life skill, which I think is very, very valuable. Specifically with what we're talking about today, why not just use your mind to support you? Why not, let's say before you record a video, why not just like entertain the image of you recording an awesome video? Why not start to see, like, think of the perfect vision. Maybe like, you know, some guys, they want the award, right? So why don't you start like playing the movie of you unwrapping the 1 million award every day? How's it going to feel? You know, it's in cardboard or something. It gets posted to you or whatever it is. You can feel it. You can hear it as you taper it off. And, you know, you're one of your siblings or your parents or something, they're recording the video for you that you're going to post onto YouTube Shorts or something. Why don't you just start playing that movie right now rather than playing the movie of like repeat, like reading the comments of a troll that left like a mean comment like 2 weeks ago? Because whatever you see in your mind, your body's reacting to. So why don't you start to make your body react to being the successful YouTuber? A lot of people don't actually know, which, because I've not spoke about it too much in sometimes in like occasional videos, but I've done some dramatic to be able to get to this level of success. You want to know some practices which I've never actually spoke about, which actually will hurt you? Start every day journaling as if you are the person you're helping. Really feel their pain. Give yourself their same addictions. This is powerful. Because if you're going to get to a point when you might not be able to relate totally to them. Let's say it's the nature of self-improvement. You've just... And so in the weirdest way, it's like in some way you might want to stay up to date. You might want to be able to relate to the people you're trying to help, because if the leader is so far and so different from the followers, is he going to be a good leader? You want to have the experience, the pain that they're going through, the same desires as theirs. So for quite a long time, I used to do this practice. I used to call it like avatar journaling. I haven't done it in a long time, actually, but I would literally just start to journal about what they were going through. Just whatever would come to my mind, as if I was this person who was going through this. Another thing that I did is I had this big Discord server. I think a lot of guys maybe have seen it here. It's like the one with 200k followers. And I would go into a video call every morning with one of the guys there for free. And by the way, like, I could have charged like thousands of dollars for this with every call. I was